The corporate panic over the rapidly approaching June 30th deadline has officially spilled into the weekend. Escalating its campaign to prevent an automated compliance crisis, the Business at OECD, BIAC, committee has launched an unprecedented diplomatic push targeting G20 finance ministers to establish a standard framework for waiving BIAC GloBE-GIR penalties 2026. With less than 45 days remaining before multinational groups must submit their first-ever GloBE information return, GIR, business leaders are warning that national tax infrastructures are simply not ready to handle the data load. The race to block the farcical penalty wave while Tier 1 corporate giants have the administrative bandwidth and massive budgets required to push through incomplete digital frameworks. The focus of this weekend mobilization is the vulnerability of Tier 2 multinational enterprises, MNEs. These are companies sitting just above the €750 million revenue threshold. They do not possess endless compliance resources, yet they face the exact same technical wall. Incompatible digital portals. Multiple national tax authorities have yet to launch functional digital systems that can successfully ingest the massive XML schemas required for the central return. The trap of strict liability. Under standard rules, an automated uploading error or a local system lag is treated as an outright failure to file, triggering immediate and heavy automated fines. GloBE fragmentation. BIAC warns that without an immediate, coordinated directive from G20 leadership, individual countries will begin assessing arbitrary late filing fines based on their own internal infrastructure failures. The proposed compliance safe harbor, rather than requesting a flat deadline extension, a move the OECD inclusive framework has repeatedly rejected, BIAC has shifted its strategy to look for an operational compromise. The group is lobbying for a uniform, global, reasonable cause safe harbor. Under this framework, the compliance journey would shift from a strict liability model to a protected sequence. Preparation phase: the MNE prepares and certifies its internal GloBE tax data. The operational hurdle: the company attempts to file but encounters unready local digital portals, unfinalized local guidelines, or data exchange failures between country clearinghouses. The safe harbor shield: instead of triggering an automated penalty, the documented system lag serves as a reasonable cause exception, and the late filing fine is automatically and retroactively waived. Strict liability versus the proposed 2026 Safe Harbor Compliance Dimension Standard GloBE Default Rules BIAC proposed safe harbor filing fine basis strict liability. Late is penalized. Reasonable cause exception portal fault burden borne entirely by the taxpayer borne by the lagging jurisdiction retroactive relief lengthy, ad hoc domestic appeals required automated GloBE penalty waiver knee group focus all in scope entities exposed targeted protection for Tier 2 firms moving the goalposts on compliance. Let's look behind the curtain. International business organizations do not execute blitzes on a Saturday unless the operational alarm bells are ringing at full volume. This mobilization indicates that the private sector has accepted a harsh reality: the OECD will not budge on the June 30th milestone. By subtly pivoting the debate away from an impossible deadline extension and toward the implementation of a standardized penalty waiver framework, BIAC is offering G20 ministers a convenient political exit. It allows governments to preserve the public narrative that Pillar 2 is launching perfectly on time, while quietly ensuring that mid-tier companies aren't penalized for the state's own technical unreadiness.